Hi.
Hi, Angie. It's Jason Feddy here, your old pal.
Hello, Jason Feddy.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I don't get many people ringing up with Laguna Beach on the thing. You're not got me on the radio, have you?
Yes, I have.
Have you?
Yes.
I won the spa trip?
I'm glad you know about it all those miles away.
Are you flying me out?
Do you know why I'm calling you then?
If it's about the wonderful mother thing, yeah.
Yeah, we do a thing on the radio where we celebrate people's mothers or the special women in their lives for Mother's Day. And every day in the month of May, running up to Mother's Day, we started in April this year because, there weren't enough days in May. We're calling different women, and your son Ethan has written us a little paragraph about you.
Okay.
And frankly, it's not disparaging.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what's he after? What's in it for him? Because it must be something.
Yeah. Well, I think he's thinking of shipping you out to Laguna Beach for a week.
Is it?
When you win the spa treatment. Do you want to know what he says?
Yeah, what did he say?
I'm going to read it to you. Here we go. My mother is the reason that I'm working for my GCSEs. She's the reason why I'm never hungry. She's the reason I am the person I am today. She's the reason that I have a beautiful life. He has a beautiful life. Surrounded by beautiful people. She's the reason why I'm happy. She's the reason why my friends want to come to the house. That's what he says. Yeah, he's a big schmoozer.
Say it to my face, Ethan. Say it to my face.
She's the reason why my family are together. By the way, spelling's not that great. He needs a little tutoring.
No, I know. English isn't looking good.
It's his second language, isn't it? Obviously, after rubbish. My mother is magnificent. She never fails to make people happy. That's how she gets through life. It's like wherever she goes, people are uplifted. She works for a charity where she's helping people all day. She comes home and helps me organise myself, feeds me, constantly preparing me for the rest of my life. I don't know where I'd be without my mother. And then he says, oh, yeah, I wouldn't be born.
Oh.
True.
Now I'm worried he's on drugs or something.
P.S. I can't explain to you enough how incredible she is. And she's never been recognised for that, for the person she is. This would be a lovely thing for her right now. I really hope you ring her, call her. Thank you.
Oh, that's lovely. That's made my day.
He's put a big kiss at the end of it.
Hey,
yeah, I think that's probably for you, not for me.
Yeah. What did he say about his father?
Not a word.
not great.
Well, you're going to have to sort that out. You're going to have to find a counsellor and sit down together and discuss this whole thing.
Thank you.
What do you reckon, Ange?
Hey, what do I do now?
I don't know.
What
say do something nice about him. You haven't said anything nice about him the whole call.
I adore him, but he's a teenager and he's rather challenging.
Well,
every day is a new day, and I love him unconditionally.
Wow, so almost convincing. Angie, do you know that Angie Jacobs now, but she was Taylor back then. She's the first girl I ever kissed.
Wow,
I knew that was coming.
Well, we should let the world know.
Yeah.
Could Ethan be yours? Maybe.
No.
No chance.
No, we were nine. No. years old.
There was a time delay.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, maybe that would explain why he's turned out like that. So challenging.
Was Jason a good kisser, Angie?
Oh, I can't remember what happened this morning, so this is about 40 years ago. But he had a certain charm, Jason. He's how long have you got so I can talk about Jason as a kid?
Wow, I mean, at least a little bit for that, yeah.
Well, no, I just remember once we drove past him and he was in the middle of the main road on a grass verge kicking the leaves. And I don't know what that meant, but he was just furiously kicking the leaves.
I was taking it out on the leaves.
Well, yeah.
Like a homeless guy in the middle of the street just kicking leaves.
Yeah, well, at least you're not now. You found a good woman, didn't you, in the end?
In the end, I did, that's true.
She's sorting you out.
Maybe. So we're not going to send you flowers and we're not going to send you anything. And, you know, it's just...
No, you made my day.
You're the best, Angie Jacobs.